In this week's program, we stop over in Lucy Hanover at the Grand Palladium Resort as we continue our look at entities involved in the Jamaica Tourist Board spearheaded Experience Jamaica campaign. Our No Jamaica feature will look at an ancient musical instrument. To find out what it is, join us after the break. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
With 1,056 rooms, 14 bars, 11 restaurants, and a host of other amenities, the Grand Palladium is the largest hotel on the island.
You might think, oh my God, this is too large of a hotel, but when you actually get here, there are so many intimate spots that you don't even realize that we are running at full occupancy at all. The hotel actually feels like it's your own kind of spot, kind of thing. That in itself would set us apart. We have two beach locations here on property as well, and the staff and the food is just phenomenal.
Sales manager at the Grand Palladium, Siobhan Palmer. Strategically located between the resort towns of Montego Bay and Negril, access to this grand haven is never an issue. Tourists from all walks of life have come to taste and see what is offered there and have found it to be good. So good that the management of the resort wants to ensure locals bask in this experience. As a result, they've teamed up with the Jamaica Tourist Board, the JTB, on its Experience Jamaica campaign.
We buy into that concept where Jamaicans must buy Jamaican, you know. So I thought it would be great to extend the Grand Palladium product to Jamaicans and give them the opportunity to be able to experience it as well.
This is not the first time the resort is collaborating with the JTB to offer locals a special chance to experience the finer side of Jamaica.
We were involved with the project last year and it turned out well, so inevitably we would think that it would turn out well for us this year as well.
Okay, so what exactly is being offered to locals?
Currently, we have a 10% discount going on our rates from June through to December. From time to time, we do other specials and we would extend the special as well, even if it goes above the 10%. So say, for instance, we might decide to do a special of 20%, we will extend that to our clients as well.
Sales manager at the Grand Palladium, Siobhan Palmer. To find out more about the specials the Grand Palladium is offering under the Experience Jamaica campaign, call 620-0000. The Experience Jamaica campaign was introduced by the Jamaica Tourist Board, the JTB, in 2009 to inspire more Jamaicans to vacation at home. The offerings under the campaign also extend to Jamaicans living in the diaspora, the diplomatic community, and other foreign nationals resident in Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature, we look at the Abeng. The Abeng, also known as the Akete, is made from a cow horn. It's a musical instrument once used as the main tool of communication among the Maroons during the wars. The Maroons had a regular series of calls on the horn that carried messages such as warnings of soldiers approaching over greater distances. Even today, horn men still blow the Abeng. That closes out our program. Join me again when we look at another attraction offering specials under the Experience Jamaica campaign. I am Camilla Guthrie. Until then, one love.
The Jamaica Tourist Board, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.